Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Pathos AI signs licensing deals with Alphamab Oncology and AstraZeneca, while Curium agrees to acquire Lantheus for up to $8 billion, Sandoz agrees to a $450 million settlement with 43 U.S. states over generic drug antitrust claims. And a new analysis argues real-time data analytics are essential to managing the growing data burden in clinical trials. Pathos AI struck two licensing deals this week, expanding its oncology pipeline. The company secured an exclusive license outside Greater China to Alphamab's JSKN016, a bispecific antibody drug conjugate targeting TROP2 and HER3. In a deal worth $125 million upfront and up to roughly $2.1 billion in milestones. Separately, Pathos entered a co-exclusive licensing agreement with AstraZeneca to advance AZD4241, a preclinical oral PROTAC designed to degrade the estrogen receptor in HER2-negative breast cancer. In a related deal, Curium agreed to acquire Lantheus for up to $114.50 per share, a transaction worth as much as $8 billion, combining the two companies' radiopharmaceutical diagnostics and therapeutics businesses. Sandoz has agreed to pay $450 million to settle claims from 43 U.S. states and territories alleging anti-competitive conduct in the generic drug market, resolving litigation that traces back to a years-long investigation into alleged price-fixing among generic manufacturers. The company will pay $400 million over 7 years starting in 2027, plus roughly $50 million to states that settled earlier, and separately agreed to pay $28.5 million to resolve claims from a class of indirect resellers. Sandoz says the settlements involve no admission of wrongdoing and won't affect its 2026 guidance. The resolution closes out nearly all of the company's remaining U.S. antitrust exposure from the generic drug pricing investigations. Finally, a new analysis in Pharmaceutical Executive argues that clinical trial sponsors need to move to real-time data analytics as the volume of trial data continues to climb, noting that Phase 3 protocols now generate nearly 6 million data points on average, up 11% annually since 2020. The piece says most sponsors still rely on manual, periodic data reviews that can delay detection of protocol deviations and adverse events by days or weeks. It points to advanced analytics platforms, which combine AI-powered review with centralized dashboards as a way to help teams focus on the data that most affects patient safety and trial integrity, while also improving recruitment forecasting and risk-based site monitoring. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.